This one's called Private Job Mini Digger. Like I've told you before, it's how I remember them in my heads. Now for the disclaimer, buttercups, switch off. Now then, how I remember these jobs over time, how I store them in my head, is a couple of words. So this one is Private Job Mini Digger. And it's a funny one. Never really used to do private jobs. This bloke had got my number from a finance company and said, you get anything back? I'm like, yeah, but I work for finance companies. You want to do a private job for us? Don't do private jobs because you don't pay well. And we don't really know where we stand because you haven't got a finance agreement. Nah, this bloke owes me this. This bloke owes me that. He owes me this mini digger. And it's only a little tiny mini digger. And it was like a little tiny machine on tracks with a bucket at the front. And he says, yeah, I know where it is. It's easy. You can just go through some gates. And even if you don't take it out back through the gates, you can just go over the grass and take it out onto the road. Easy job. I'm not that naive, but it's an easy job. If it was that fucking easy, he would do it. And it always comes with the complications and the lies. And why has this bloke got the mini digger? It's all bollocks doing private jobs. You just don't touch them. So I said to this, but I'm not doing it. Yeah, but it's an easy one. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 2 grand to go and get it. I'm like, mate, I don't really want to do it. I'll give you 2 grand, 2 grand, Sean. And I went, but what happens if we don't get it? What happens if we go there and it isn't there? And it isn't the thing. And it's no collection, no fee. It's not, no. I'll pay 500 quid up front and I'll give you a rest when you get here. I was like, oh, fucking hell. I thought, okay, let's go. Let's do it. Out of my better judgment, do it. So I took H. Comrade. He was about 6'4". And he had actually been sectioned a few times. And I took a bloke who was, who had the massive big long transit van. That's all I can remember. But he was supposed to be a bloody black belt taekwondo expert or anything, but I always had my doubts about him. And I thought, I'll take him just in case it kicks off. And so it's 4 of us. Private job, went mob-handed because you don't know what you're going to walk into. We was told that this mini digger was behind some gates at this place, at this location, easy to get. So we thought, hit it 3 o'clock in the morning. No one's going to be there. And if they did turn up, I've got enough backup. So we go down in the transit and we arrange to meet this bloke we was doing the private job for. So we meet in a lay-by about a mile away. And this bloke's there in his Range Rover with this other bloke. Yeah, yeah, this bloke cut. Oh, look, mate, I'm not bothered. Give me the cash to start off with. Pay me the little deposit and that would cover the wages. I said, right, show us where it is. No, what you do is you go down the road. And I went, mate, fucking show us where it is. You show us. Don't fucking say it's this place in case we get the wrong place. You've got the balls to fucking go after someone. You fucking show us where it is. And he goes, it's a little compound. And I went, just show us where it fucking is. And show us where, okay. So we drive down. He leaves his Range Rover. So we drive down in our van. Oh, got to tell you before, funny story on the way down. Conrad decides in the back of his transit, because the back of the transit was open, and it was this karate bloke's transit. Conrad decides, this is Conrad all over, he was going to make a cup of tea on the way down, because this bloke used to travel all over the country, so he had all this tea-making equipment. Conrad somehow managed to set the back of the van alight and this bloke's sleeping bag with his little propane gas stuff. This is just Conrad all over. So on the way down, we'd had a bit of a fire situation. Met this bloke. This bloke was refusing to go to the compound with us. So it was already a bit of a disaster. In the end, he showed us. We parked up in the street and I said to Conrad, look, you wait here. And I says, just watch the van. I said to the other karate bloke expert or whatever he thought he was, black belt man, I'll call him. You stay with Conrad, look after our van. Me and H will go and check out the yard. But it was a small village. And it was just bizarre. It was a small village. And as we're walking through the village, it's quite built up, this village. And as we're walking through this village, there's like an old petrol station, a disused petrol station, which round the back was this yard. We're like, mate, we're in plain view here. It's like on this high street. I thought you said it was just a little compound. Yeah. These are the gates. And he tried to run off. Hang on, mate. Wait here. Where's this mini digger? And there was these gates. It says petrol station, disused petrol station. Gates on the side. And he goes, it's that one there, right at the back. We looked in the yard and there was all burger vans, like all like jigsaw, burger vans everywhere. And this mini digger was at the back. I went, why has he got burger vans? And he says, oh, we're all travellers. They're all like, yeah, mate, you really didn't give us this information when you said it was a private job. But doesn't matter. That's why I come mob-handed. And I said, so where's this field we can just drive over? When if we get over there, where this mini digger, we can just drive straight out. Because there's a fucking edge there, mate. And he went, oh, to the left there. We looked to the left. Fuck off, big stream. I said, so, okay then. So if we get in that and drive it down the fucking stream, do we? What, sail off down the fucking river? He's like, mate. I said, go and wait in the fucking van. So I'm looking at H and I'm like, oh, mate, we're going to have to like snap this lock off. We're going to have to break in. We're going to have to break the lock off, break the chain, undo the gates. And then we're going to have to like move all these vans out of the way and bring the digger out this way. He's like, yeah, I agree with you. And then I'm looking at H and I've gone, don't look up, but I've got a fucking really weird feeling we're on camera. So H puts his hood up and he looks, he went, yeah, we are. I went, oh, for fuck's sake. This is just disastrous. I goes, which way is the camera facing? That way. So I moved to the right, climbed up this fucking drain pipe and just turned the camera up. So now I was thinking, right, now we're not on camera, so they won't even see us break in. Doesn't matter if they saw us at the gates, we can just turn around and say we were just looking. So I've turned the camera up and gone, H, go back to, I said, let's go back to the van. We get the case. We always used to have this case with all the bolt croppers and padlock keys. And we had everything in there. I said, let's get that fucking black belt geezer with us. I said, it's because we need someone to watch our back while we're by the gate. So we go back to the van. And one, made sure Conrad hadn't set it on fire. And two, to get this black belt bloke. So we come back. And it's black bloke, what's happening? He goes, this looks like a traveller's thing. I went, yeah, it is. Well, if they turn up, what? Yeah, you're fucking black belt, aren't you? Oh, yeah, but and his arse was fucking going, proper fucking going. His arse is going. Oh, fucking hell, here we go. So we snap the fingers, but you're breaking in. You're breaking in. I went, what do you fucking think we do for a living? I didn't sign up for this. And what happens if it's fighting? I was like, oh man, he was fucking flapping worse than a bird. So we just sent him back to the van. We just, oh, mate, just go back to the van. Me and H snapped his fucking padlocks off. Open the gates. It's like fucking Jenga. We had to pick up this one fucking like burger thing, move it back, go to the next one, slot it in this way. It took us about half an hour to make a path to this mini digger. It was absolutely knackered. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning now. And we're like, no one's turned up. We get to this digger and we had this set of keys, and most diggers and mini diggers and stuff like that, they have universal keys. Won't start. Must be a dead man switch. So we're putting the armrest down, trying to start it. Like normally you put an armrest down and you can start it. We're shutting the door, nothing. We just can't get this thing started. Oh, fuck, let's go and get that bloke. I call him a Range Rover bloke. He was sat in our van. Go and get him. So we go up and get him. And he's like, I'm not going near back in the yard. I went, mate, get the fuck out. Get your fucking ass in the yard now. Get this thing fucking started. So we go in the yard and he went, oh no, that isn't the keys for that one. And I was like, what? What do you mean that isn't the fucking keys for that? Well, that's the keys you've given us. That's the one we've come after. That's the one you said was ours. That's the one we just fucking broke into. That's the one you said we could drive over the grass. He went, that's not one, Sean. But you fucking told us that was the one. He went, that's not the one. We've been there like probably an hour, maybe an hour and a half, breaking in, fucking moving everything around. I went, do you want that one? Seeing as I've got your one? He went, no, because it's not ours. I went, so where's yours then? We'll go and get it. Well, I don't know. I thought that was ours. I said, so you didn't fucking check. You didn't know that was yours. You didn't know it's... We've just travelled fucking 2 hours to get here. Oh, that's not ours. It's like, fucking hell. I thought, right, no one knows we've been in this yard. So then me and H put every single bit of machine back where it was. We put the gates back as they was. We got the chain. We got one of our padlocks. I mean, the worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to turn up in the morning and wondering why their fucking key doesn't work. Fuck their padlock off in the edge. Just put another padlock on. I've climbed back up the drain pipe. I've positioned the camera down. And I'm thinking, if that camera isn't working, for all intents and purposes, people will just think someone's taking the piss and just swapped the fucking key, just swapped the padlock over. I'm fuming. I'm spitting feathers. We're walking back down the road and I'm fucking on like this, fucking on. I'm walking at the front. H is behind me carrying his fucking case, what we had, or a hold all demand, whatever we was having. He was following us with his bloke behind with his head held down. Cop car drives past us with his little old boy in it. He must have been his like fucking heartbeat. Don't even know what he was doing out there. Don't think we'd triggered any alarms off. So he drives past. There's me, there's H, and there's this bloke just walking down the street. Fucking 4 a.m, holding a hold on. He just looked at us like this. And just carried on driving on. He must have thought, fuck that. This is a sleepy village. It's just not worth it. He just drove off. So then we got back to the van. And this bloke says, oh, can you take me back to my Range Rover? I went, yeah, you're fucking paying us. He says, hang on a minute. He goes, what do you mean you didn't get the mini digger back? Fuck, I went, I lost my shit. Completely lost my shit. He'd already given us 500 quid. I think it was £2,000 he owed us. I completely lost my shit. And started to fucking scare him a bit. And I was proper losing it. And in the end, I think we agreed if he'd give me another 500 quid. Because I had enough to cover the guy's wages. And I thought, fucking, I haven't just done this for nothing. So I think I drove him to a cash point machine, frog marched him to a cash point machine. He gave me another 500 quid out of the cash machine. And that is why we didn't do private jobs.